On March 27th, the first six records on the Australian pop charts are Beatle records. In April, Ed Sullivan visits them on the set of A Hard Day's Night at the Twickenham Studios and films them for his TV program. On May 15th, 1964, Love Me Do, only a minor hit in Britain, reaches number one in Cashbox on the Tollies label. What a difference 18 months can make. On May 29th, Polydor releases worldwide Ain't She Sweet, sung by John Lennon from the Tony Sheridan recording in Hamburg, 1961. On June 3rd, Ringo collapses in a Barnes photographic session from exhaustion. This presents some problems as the Beatles are about to go on an extensive tour. George feels they should stay at home, but is persuaded to go with another drummer, Jimmy Nicol, who gets the thrill of a lifetime.
John and Paul readily agreed that it was a sensible thing to do to get a replacement. George Harrison was a little more difficult. In fact, he was downright truculent. He said, if Ringo's not going, then neither am I. He said, you can find two replacements. And Brian and I had quite a difficult time persuading him that it was in the interest of the group as a whole for him to go and put up with Jimmy Nicol. And so it went off quite all right, apparently. It wasn't too bad. Ringo stayed at home, and the group was a success, even without him.
Their first visit is Holland, where 50,000 people throng the streets and canals of Amsterdam as they tour the city. On June 5th, they perform on Dutch TV.
We'd like to carry on with this medley of songs, the songs which have been our records over the last year. We stick them all together in a sort of a medley. Please, please me for me to you. She loves you. I'll hold your hand. All of them. Starting off with Love Me Do.
On June 8th, the Beatles fly to Hong Kong, stopping on the way in Beirut, where fans try to climb aboard the plane while they are sleeping. When they arrive in Hong Kong, they give two performances at the Princess Theatre. On June 11th, Ringo leaves the University College Hospital and flies to Australia to join the tour. A crowd of 10,000 waits at Melbourne Airport to greet him. Then, when he joins the other three Beatles, 250,000 people line the streets to see the four of them. At this point, the bad tastes of Beatlemania were slowly creeping into their lives. In Australia, George says,
we were four relatively sane people, and it's going around the world, and everybody else was going crackers. They were using us as an excuse to go mad. Oh, yeah, here come the Beatles. Yeah, crash, let's smash shop windows and, you know, rip up limousines and just let's have fun and, you know, go mad. And we're in the middle of it getting the blame.
On June 19th, Parlophone releases an EP, Long Tall Sally. Four songs that they'd been doing in their performance for years were on the record. Their version of Little Richard's rock classic is performed with the power and high energy that even Richard Penniman would respect. It was a great cover, with Paul doing his best Little Richard vocal, also some fine guitar by George.